Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hit the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Grab Steve Novak, former Marquette Golden Eagle, Milwaukee Buck, now Fox Sports Wisconsin analyst. Steve, we've been talking for the last 45 minutes. We appreciate your time as always. This Milwaukee Bucks team, or the one in 2001 that became or was one game short of the NBA Finals, who you got in a seven-game series?
Who do you, us versus that 0-1 team?
Yep.
Correct. These rules, this year's rules.
Oh, for sure this team.
See, I told you.
Thank you.
I'm just basing that on consistency. I think, like, who the teams have been. I mean, this team you can only judge on, I guess, who they've been this season so far. But I think in terms of closing games and being consistent, and I think, I mean, that 0-1 team, in my opinion, I mean, I was in high school, so Lord knows if my opinion really matters, but I felt like they overachieved. I think it was.
Hold up, real quick. I don't want to cut him off real quick because I know Novak got to go. Baby Tosh, hold up. I think Steve forgot. Give him the starting five on it, maybe the top six on it, because I think Novak forgot the name.
He ain't forget.
I think he forgot. Just
Irvin Johnson, Tim Thomas, a young Michael Redd as a rookie, Sam Cassell, Ray Allen, and Glenn Robinson, the starting five.
Legends. A bunch of legends, for sure.
And you taking this team over that team?
Yep.
I mean, look. I mean, that team was loaded. They were in the Eastern Conference Finals. They were big time. But I think if you're talking about that team versus this team, I think that the Bucks right now are, in my opinion, the best team in the NBA. Not, Steve from Milwaukee saying they're the best. They haven't lost. No, I mean it. They've not lost two games in a row. They basically have Shaq right now and Giannis, and they make the second most threes. It's the way the game needs to be played right now to be the best. So I just think in today's rules, today's game, I'll be honest. I think I'm sure it'd be a good series, but this team would win.
See, I think in today's game, nobody's better than that Bucks team in 2001 than Golden State. Because if you're telling me Ray Allen and Brogdon's going to be a matchup, I don't buy it. Sam Cassell and Bledsoe, I think that would be fun. And then you have Glenn Robinson and Middleton, similar type players. Giannis and Tim Thomas. And then obviously Lopez is going to pull Irvin Johnson outside, and Irvin Johnson has no chance. I understand that. But I just don't think that a lot of teams in today's rules now, that's what I'm saying, because that team was a jump shooting league, and that was the knock on that team was they were a bunch of jump shooters. And that is what this era is all about right now.
Well, and you got to look, though, too. Jump shooters, right? And today's game. Look, I was – as a college and as an NBA guy, like, I shoot such a high volume threes. I was getting up like 8 or 6 at the most. No, I mean it. It was like, whoa, like, let's not settle. Let's not be selfish. Let's not shoot too many risky three-pointers. So jump shooting teams then, I just mean in the perspective of what jump shooting is now, I mean, teams are shooting 40 to 50 three-pointers now, which is up, I mean, from 2001, that's up 90%.
That's crazy.
So I just mean, you know, you got to think about jump shooting then and now, too. I think it's a different level and a different amount of three-pointers.
Could you imagine the amount of three-pointers Ray Allen would have made if they were taking three-pointers like that then? I mean.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just saying. All right, go ahead, Leroy.
Yeah, Steve, good to talk to you. I'm glad you didn't let Gary yelling at you sway you from your.
That man from Brown Deer, man. You know, but I've been around black folks.
I got. Steve has been around black folks.
About black people. You know, I got actually.
I got two. I got two questions. One of them is about the game, and one of them is on a personal level. We talked about it before at the Lombardi, but my first question is the coaching system now is the biggest difference. You know, Budden coming in here, giving these guys a chance to shoot, you know, compared to, you know, when, you know, coaches are, I don't want to bring up anybody's name, you know, no Jason Kidd's and all. I don't want to do that. But it just seemed like this system fits the roster better. And I think that's the reason why you can see people like Sterling Brown and DJ Wilson and these guys, they can come off the bench and really help the starting five out.
There's no doubt. I think that Coach Bud coming in has been Coach of the Year, just if for nothing else, for how quickly he was able to implement his system. I mean, even if they hadn't won all these games and been in first, second place all season, I mean, I think to be able to get your system in that good and have it work and have your pieces click is like, I mean, this guy, he's a good teacher. He's a good communicator. He's, I think, using, like you said, all these guys on his bench, you know, to his advantage. But, you know, I think that comparing even just last year's team and Jason Kidd as a coach to this year's team and Coach Bud as a coach, it's kind of hard to compare, because if you look at the shooters that have had the biggest impact on this season, guys like Brook Lopez, guys like Ersan, I mean, those guys weren't even on the team last year. And so Middleton under Jason, he did shoot a lot of threes, but definitely more twos last year than this year. But Jason did not have the ability to spread the floor for Giannis like Coach Bud does. Mm-hmm. And Coach Bud, to his credit, I think he wanted Brook Lopez. He wanted Ersan. He wanted these guys that can spread the floor. So he knew that would help, and he brought those guys along, or they came at the same time, however you want to look at it. Mm-hmm. So I just think that last year's team was not as – if Bud was coaching last year's team, Coach Bud would not be as successful. And I say that in the same breath to say he knew what worked and made sure he got those shooters to come along, because – I think he envisioned the way they're playing, that they would play this way.
Yeah, my question was some of the conversation we had about shooters. I mean, I want to shoot. If my son is 7 years old, is not into, like, you know, hardcore shooting. I just see kids working on going between their legs and dribbling all fancy. But I want the Travis Diener and the Scott, you know, I want the shooters. I want the Michael Reds.
Why can't you say Devin Harris?
Devin Harris, never heard of him. So back to what I was saying, shooters.
Why are you listening to all these Marquette guys?
I'm just saying, I said Michael Redd, but I just want to.
Oh, okay.
Why don't kids or even coaches work more on shooting more so than all the fancy, you know, crossover dribbles and all? I just don't get it. I just want your response on that. What you think?
No, I think, you know, when I think back to how I was raised, how I grew up, and with basketball, my dad was a high school coach. I was just in the gym with him at his practices from when I was a kindergartner on. My mom would drop me off and I would be in the gym, and I'd just be with him until he brought me home at, you know, 7, 8 at night. And so it wasn't like I was at the other end of his practice on the court just getting in skill work. I was, like, you know, really focused. I was down there doing what I think every kid does. When the kids that you mentioned, they do whatever's in front of them and available and whatever's easiest and most enjoyable. For me, it was, I wanted to shoot bombs from half court with a men's ball when I was six, and I wanted to shoot three-pointers because it was more fun to do by myself than it was to work on the mic and drill, where I'm just shooting layup, you know, working on different basketball skills than a kid like me who, I was in a gym. I wasn't real worried about the wind. I wasn't real worried about the hoop being, you know, a little taller, a little shorter. I had an environment that shooting for me was most fun. So, you know, I think that, in my opinion, whatever, I mean, because you can be a point guard in this league, and your advantage is that you dribbled your whole life. You can be a shooter, and your advantage be that you shot your whole life. Like, if you can be great at one thing, I think that that's enough to get you in the NBA. The league has like 30, 35 stars and a bunch of specialists. So I think these kids, like, whatever they love doing when they're young, I'm okay with that. That it's not all the kids need to shoot, all the kids need to work on their handler, all the kids need to get their strength up. I think if a kid does something they love and they get good at it, I think that's what makes them do it more and more and more. And by the time they're 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th grade, they're one of the best because they've already been doing it for 6, 7 years. So,
oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Thank you for that advice.
Or by the time they get on campus, they set the all-time three-point mark at Marquette. Steve, I appreciate it. And you sweating a little bit with Marcus Howard getting close to that record?
Oh, my gosh. He's gonna crush all of them. Yeah. All of them.
Appreciate you, Steve. We'll talk soon, all right?
All right. You got it.
There's Steve Novak on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, Fox Sports Wisconsin, and former Marquette Golden Eagle and Milwaukee Buck. What, 9-10-year NBA veteran?
And he will be a part of the Milwaukee Basketball Hour again this year with Bill Michaels. Stay tuned for details of that coming back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.